morning to turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. Book of Hebrews, chapter 13. We'd like to read verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. What we read here is a very plain, very bold declaration of one of the great doctrines concerning the essence, the nature, and the person of God. The doctrine of immutability, simply meaning that God is incapable of change. That's saying more than that God won't change. God is incapable of change, which is a branch of his eternity. In Psalm 90 and verse 2, it says, "From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." There is both the eternity and the immutability of God in that statement. God is fixed in his being. And the doctrine of immutability is a doctrine that declares the greatness of God. It is a doctrine that is declared throughout the Word of God, and one that should certainly encourage the hearts of God's people. In Psalm 102 and 27, we read, "Thou art the same." And no matter when you read that, it's true. Thou art the same. God is the same. None of us are the same that we were a year ago. But thou art the same. God is the same. In Malachi 3 and verse 6, "For I am the Lord. I change not. I do not change." In Romans 1 and verse 23, he is called the uncorruptible God. And in James chapter 1 and verse 17, we read of the Father that there is no shadow of, there is no variableness nor shadow of turning with him. And here in our text, we read Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. I'm going to speak this morning on the subject of yesterday, today, and beyond. What we have here again is a simple statement of fact. Jesus Christ, the same. That's a fact. That fact is enlarged upon yesterday, today, and forever. What this means is all that Jesus Christ was yesterday, he is today. And everything that he is today, he will be tomorrow. And that will be so without any alteration whatsoever in his person. All that he is today, he will forever be. And what he will forever be, he is right now. That should encourage our hearts. The word yesterday goes all the way back to before the beginning, before the foundation of the world. The word yesterday here is referring to forever backwards. Forever back. God is the same. The word today, of course, is, or the word forever is forever future. And then the word today is the immediate right now. It's not, that's not just counting this day of Sunday, it's the immediate right now. What we just said is already yesterday. That is, it's already in the past. It's already back. So it is the immediate right now. And the immediate right now falls between the forever back and the forever forward. Now, the word same means identical. It means that which matches, that which is the duplicate of. So the fact that is stated is that Jesus Christ, right now, is identical to and is the duplicate of what he has always been. And Jesus Christ will forever be identical to and the duplicate of what he is and what he has always been. In other words, all that he was forever back, he is today. And what he is today, he will forever be. So there's a simple statement of fact in these words. Now, there is a statement of fact concerning the person of Jesus Christ. The verse starts out by saying, Jesus Christ. So it is a fact concerning the person of Jesus Christ. Now, the writer of Hebrews, from chapter 1 through the entire book, has placed Jesus Christ on center stage, turned the spotlight on Jesus Christ, and when we get to Hebrews chapter 12, he admonishes us to look upon Jesus Christ and to consider Jesus Christ. He presents him throughout the book of Hebrews as one who is better than all the Old Testament prophets, better than all the angels of heaven, better than Moses, better than all that was associated in the old with the Old Testament economy of ordinances and feasts and sacrifices. And now he comes to the end of his letter to the Hebrews, and he says, this one that I've been talking about, this one that I have presented to you, is the same yesterday and today and forever. And throughout Hebrews, he presents Jesus Christ as the Son of God. He presents him as the heir of all things. He presents him as the creator and the preserver of all things, the brightness of the Father's glory, the express or the exact image of God. He pictures him as the cleanser of all sin, as the captain of our salvation, as the merciful and faithful high priest, as the great deliverer of the tempted, as the author of our salvation, as the great shepherd of the sheep. And then again he comes unto Hebrews 12 and he says, look unto Jesus and consider him. And now he reminds us he's the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's saying much more than the doctrine of Jesus Christ. What Jesus Christ taught is immutable. Certainly it is. But this verse is telling us much more than that. It's telling us that Jesus Christ himself has not changed. He is the same. And he will forever be the same. Now that's important, because Jesus Christ is the message of this book. He is the message of this book. And the message of this book is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It does not change. Oh, people's opinions may change. People's philosophies may change. The way people look at things certainly has changed. But the message of the book has not changed. Nor will it change tomorrow. Nor will it change in eternity. It is forever the same. The Bible declares that Jesus Christ himself
is God. He is God. Now, this verse tells us that that's never going to change.
He is the infinite one. He is the eternal one. He is the omnipotent one. He is the omniscient one. He has all power in heaven and in earth. He is the owner of all. He's holy. He's spotless. And he's pure. And that's never, ever going to change. Never.
If it changes, if God becomes more holy than he was, then he wasn't perfectly holy before. And if he becomes less holy than he is, then of course he ceases to be God. It is not possible for God to change. So all of these people who tell us, get with the times, Jesus Christ is the same. The message is the same. Oh, it may not be received the same way. But that doesn't change how people receive the message. People's response to the message does not tell us that we need to change the message. The message remains the same. Jesus Christ is God. That was true yesterday. That's true right now. And that will forever be true. Jesus Christ, the shepherd of the sheep. He's the same yesterday and today and beyond. That is, Jesus Christ has the all-sufficient shepherd. The one who has all fullness dwelling in him. The one who can satisfy my every single need. He's the same as he was yesterday. And he will be the same beyond today. The one who made David lie down in green pastures. The one who led David beside the still waters. The one who restored the soul of David and led him in paths of righteousness. And the one who was with David and prepared a table before him. He's still the same. He's still the same shepherd. When we read the Bible, we're not just reading history. What we're reading is still the same today. And will be tomorrow as well. Jesus Christ is a refuge in storm. All through the Bible, we're told this. And he is the same yesterday and today and forever. In all the yesterdays, he has proven to be a refuge in the storm. And no matter what the storm may be right now, he's the same. And therefore, he is still the refuge. And no matter what the storm may be in the future, he'll still be the same. And he'll still be the refuge in the storm. All through the Word of God, we are especially the Gospels, we see Jesus Christ as the great miracle worker. And we're reminded here in Hebrews 13 and verse 8, that great miracle worker, he's the same as he's always been. And he will forever be the same. That is, the one who could do what no one else could do. He still can. He hasn't changed. No one else may be able to fix whatever needs to be fixed. But he still can. He hasn't changed. He's not weaker. He's not less wise. And he's not less willing than he was before. The one who was in absolute control of the winds and the waves. He still is. He still is. The one who could feed 5,000 people with a few loaves and a few fishes can still take your paltry means and do amazing things. He hasn't changed. Yes, the economy has changed. People have changed the way they look at things. But Jesus Christ, he is still the same. The one who set free the demon-possessed. He's still the great emancipator. He's still able
to break the chains. He's still able to set people free of whatever it is that holds them in bondage. The one who healed the blind, the one who healed the crippled and the deaf and the diseased, he's still the great restorer. He's still the great enabler. He hasn't changed. He hasn't changed one bit. He still is able to perform those miracles, and he still does perform those miracles, and he's still willing to perform those miracles. The one who raised the dead, still the giver of life, is still the conqueror over death. Nothing has changed. He's still the conqueror over death, the one who brought so much joy and peace and satisfaction and comfort, and who brought purpose to the lives of so many. He's still the same. He hasn't changed one iota. No case. As you go through the Gospels, there was no case that was hopeless to Jesus Christ. He's still the same. And there's no case that is hopeless. He's just as willing to meet the needs of his people today as he was when he walked the earth. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. It says Jesus Christ. That presents him as the God-sent Savior of sinners. He's still the Savior. He's still the same Savior that he always was. And tomorrow he'll still be the Savior. He's the same Savior that saved Saul on the road to Damascus. Still the same Savior. Man has violated the law of God. Man has rebelled against God. Man is guilty before God, and man is deserving of the condemnation from God, and man needs a Savior. Man desperately needs a Savior. And the Savior is still the one and only, Jesus Christ. That hasn't changed. There's no need to change that message. There's no need to even present it in a different way. Sinners need to be told that they're guilty. They need to be told how vile and how filthy they are so that they can see how needy they are of a Savior. And then they need to be presented with the one and only one who can save their souls. Will that offend some? Yes, it will. But don't you see, the Savior they need hasn't changed. What they need hasn't changed. The forgiveness that they need is still going to be found in Jesus Christ. The reconciliation that they need is still going to be found in Jesus Christ. The fellowship with God and the nearness to God that they so desperately need today is still found in Jesus Christ. He's the same. We're constantly reminded, as if we didn't know. Times have changed. What's that got to do with anything? What's that got to do with the message? What's that got to do with the immutability of God? Nothing. The message remains the same. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So this is a statement of fact. This is a statement of fact regarding the person of Jesus Christ. But it is also a statement of fact in the very midst of change. When the writer wrote these words, he was living in the very midst of change, just as you and I are living in the very midst of change. We live in a changing world. Our country, I didn't say we, our country elected a president based on that one word. Change. Change. Anyone who has lived through the last 50 years has seen more changes, more dramatic changes, I believe, than all the centuries before. The changes. I mean, we could go on and on the changes that have been made. Some very good changes. Some not so good. But we've seen many changes. Everything around us changes. Nature changes. Nations change. I mean, look at map. Maps change. Because nations change. Science changes. Medical science changes. Politics change. Economics change. Education changes. The philosophies of man change. People change. There isn't anyone you know that hasn't changed. We all change. We change every day. Families change. Because people change, families change. Because people move, families change. Because your sons and daughters will marry individuals, families change. People die, families change. Can't help it. You may say, I just hope everything stays the same. Well, it's not going to. Everything changes. Relationships change. Churches change. Pastors change. Change is inevitable. But in the midst of all the changes, there's this constant. Jesus Christ, the same. He's the same. I can grab hold on that. I don't like all changes. Some changes I do like. But I know this, in the midst of all change, Jesus Christ is the same. Some change is very unwelcome in our lives. There's change that takes place that we wish never had to happen. Some change is painful. It can be physically so, emotionally so, but some change is painful. Some change is emotionally jarring. Can leave scars. Some change can leave you feeling very, very empty. Some change can result in great sadness, great restlessness. There's change that can take place that leaves you disconnected with friends and family. But in the midst of it all, Jesus Christ, the same. Jesus Christ, the same. How many times people say, oh, I just wish things were like they used to be. Jesus Christ is still the same. He's still the same. You know, I found out years and years and years ago, and it was an awakening experience that you can go back home, but things are different. Things will never be the same. They never will be. That's just a fact of life. You can go back to your childhood home and you can say, oh, it's so different. Yes, it's different. It changes all the time. But Jesus Christ, the same. As we glance around, we find the change is everywhere. You look at people that you've known for many, many years. They look older now. Why is that? It's because they are older. Because change has taken place. But guess what? You look older too. Change is always happening. So everywhere we look, we see change. And as we look, things are changing. But in the midst of it all, Jesus Christ, the same. So everything changes. Nothing remains the same. Change is inevitable, but Jesus Christ is the same. Concerning this world, there's nothing solid for you and I to grab hold of. There's nothing stable. There's nothing substantial. Everything we grasp in this world is just air. And everything that brings us joy now, if we live long enough, will one day bring us sorrow. That's true of everything. People that bring you joy right now, one day when they pass off this scene, it's going to cause you great sorrow. So even the things we enjoy right now, eventually, if we live long enough, are going to be the cause of sorrow in our lives. Why? Because everything changes. Except Jesus Christ, the same. Whether change comes all of a sudden, whether change is gradual, it can occur in our families. Sudden change can occur in our families. We can all have a sudden change in our families today. But even if we don't have a sudden change, I guarantee you there's gradual changes taking place. Our health. We can have a sudden change in our health at any moment. And we're all having gradual changes in our health. Your career can have a sudden change, for the good or the bad, doesn't matter. It can have a sudden change at any time. And I guarantee you there are gradual changes. Our finances. There can be a sudden change in our finances at any time. You may become a millionaire today. You may become flat broke today. We don't know. But sudden change can take place at any moment. And of course, there are gradual changes. This is true of relationships. This is true of circumstances. It is also true even in our own hearts and our own minds. Change takes place in our hearts. And I believe sudden change can take place in our hearts. I've seen it happen many times. God can work a salvation miracle, or God can work a convicting miracle in an individual, and there is a sudden and drastic change in a person's heart and mind. So everywhere we look, there is change. Everything about us is in a constant state of change. We live in a world of upheaval. And every one of us, and every human being, needs some center of permanence. Everybody needs that. They need something that is stable. The problem with the world is they're looking for stability in the things that are always changing. You're not going to find it there. If you want stability, you've got to find something that never, ever changes. That's stability. And we're told where we can find that. Jesus Christ, He's the same. There's stability there. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But most people, and even saved people, are looking for stability in people, things, and circumstances. And all three of those things are changing all the time. You won't find it there. You will find stability. You will find security in Jesus Christ. I believe everybody has and everybody needs a security blanket. We all need it. And we all have one. What is your security blanket? What is it that makes you feel safe? What is it that makes you feel that it's okay? When times are difficult to understand,
What is it that makes you feel, I may not understand it, but I know it's going to be okay? That's your security blanket, whatever it is. Where do you find security? Where do you go to feel safe? Where do you go to feel secure? Well, I go to my husband or I go to my wife. What are you going to do when they're gone? What are you going to do when they're not there? You see, there's not much stability there. Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. When trials surround your life, where do you feel safe? What do you grab hold of to comfort yourself? Because everything about us is changing. And again, most people's security blanket is in the very things that are changing all the time. And that is why they never have that stability. Stability is a wonderful thing. When the whole world seems to be falling apart and you're standing on solid ground, that's a wonderful thing. Stability. And we find that stability today in Jesus Christ. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. I believe there is a solid rock upon which you and I can build. There is an immovable anchor where you and I can find stability. There is a sure foundation for you and I to build our own lives upon, to build our family upon, to build our marriage upon. There is a solid foundation. It is Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, we thank God today that there is such a thing as a place of stability. And that is in Jesus Christ. Those are wonderful words. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Amidst all the change, amidst all the upheaval and the instability and the uncertainty, amidst all the change in our circumstances and in people and relationships and churches, I am glad that I personally know the one of whom it is said, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, in verse 7 of Hebrews 13, it says, Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. And then he says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today, and forever. Who's he talking about? I mean, the writer, when he was writing this, who's he talking about? Well, I believe he's recalling the memory of the apostles. By this time, some of them were dead. The very ones who had seen and heard Jesus Christ were day by day becoming fewer. Fewer in number. Time and persecution had thinned out the apostles. In other words, change was taking place. You look at some men of God that have been faithful, and they're getting old. And they're not going to be here much longer. And we don't like that. Change is taking place. That same change was taking place here in Hebrews 13. The apostles were dying. Their number was thinning out. So what did the writer do? He reminded them there was one who's still the same. Yes, things are changing. But Jesus Christ, He's the same. That ought to encourage us. And then notice what he said in verse 9. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. Do not be carried about. Do not get carried away with that which isn't so. With new ideas, new philosophies, new doctrines. Because Jesus Christ, He's the same. In other words, you stay focused on what is always true. Jesus Christ. Changes are taking place. Many that we don't like. Many that upset us greatly. But we need never to lose our focus upon the one who is always the same. Jesus Christ. The United States is not the nation that it was when I was a child. And it never will be again. And the children that are in this building today will never ever know the United States that I knew. And I've never known the United States that some of you have known. Because things change. But isn't it wonderful that we all can know the one who doesn't change? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You may be standing today before a Red Sea. You may be standing before a Jordan River. You may be standing before the walls of Jericho. You may be facing a Goliath. You may be in the fiery furnace. You may be in the midst of a storm. You may be sinking in the storm. But you can grab hold today of this truth. Jesus Christ, He's the same. He hasn't changed. My friends have changed. The church of which I'm a member has changed. The pastor's changed. On and on we can go. But there is one who remains the same. And we need to hold on to Him. We need to get a firm grip upon the one who does not change. We need to build our lives upon the one who does not change. Not only has He not changed, He is incapable of change. He's never going to change. He has always been everything that I needed. Always. And He always will be. Because He does not change. We can go from here today rejoicing in that fact. Jesus Christ, the same. I remind myself of that fact very, very often. When I am tempted to compromise in an area, I remind myself, God's word hasn't changed. Hasn't changed one iota. And Jesus Christ hasn't changed. So I figured it's best just to be on that side. On what does not change. God help us. That we do not be carried away with all the change. Because a lot of the change that is taking place today is downright scary. And I'm not just talking about changes in government. I'm talking about the changes of mindset in churches, in pastors, and just people in general. It's scary. But thanks be to God, Jesus Christ, the same. Hold on to that today. Jesus Christ, the same. Brother Larry, if you